Homelessness continues to be a regional problem, one that's got elected officials all across Southern California looking for answers. Well, one possible solution opened last month in Santa Ana. The Courtyard is Orange County's first ever year-round homeless shelter, built in an old bus terminal. And it's already operating at full capacity with an average of more than 300 people every night. A lot of folks continue to live in the nearby Civic Center where the county government stands. Gustavo Arellano is here with this week's KCRW Orange County Line. Hey, Gustavo.
Hola, Steve.
What is the extent, first of all, of the homeless crisis in Orange County? How many people are we talking about?
The last count, and this would be reflecting 2015, so not 2016, was 4,500 homeless people all across Orange County, but the majority of them being in the Santa Ana area, and specifically in the Civic Center, most visibly in the Civic Center. The Civic Center, of course, that's where you have, you know, the district attorney's office, the tax assessor, all everything. That's where a lot of people in Orange County, the only time they ever go into Santa Ana is going to pay their taxes or whatnot. And now, you know, all of this year, really starting from last year, you had a homeless camp that at its maximum had about 600 people there.
But those government officials, it's a daily reminder, right, for them as they walk in and out of the government complex there.
It's a daily indictment against them, really. And so what's interesting about this new facility, the Courtyard, it's an old bus depot right across the street from the Civic Center that's owned by the city of Santa Ana. And for the longest time, they planned to knock down the depot and do some sort of development, probably to bring in more hipsters or whatnot. But the city always adamantly said, we're not going to allow this to become a homeless shelter. We do not need more homeless people. But then this population exploded over the past couple of years. The Board of Supervisors, specifically the supervisor in charge of that particular district, Andrew Doe, finally worked out something with the city. And so in the beginning of October, they opened up, this depot. And literally, that's all it is. It's just buses used to park there. People used to be there. So it's all flat. There's no rooms whatsoever. And yeah, that's where homeless people now are able to stay the night.
They'll stay the night there. Are we talking just a shelter? Or are we talking housing, something more? Are there services there?
Right now, it's just a shelter. But, you know, that said, there's facilities to do your laundry, to take a shower. The Midnight Mission from Los Angeles, they got the contract to run it, so we know it's a reputable organization. They're going to try to start bringing in people to help out the homeless folks if they have mental problems, if they're trying to find a job, if they're trying to connect, deal with any other legal issues. But this is for now. This is a temporary solution until they open up the real full-time facility that's going to be in Anaheim. But that's not going to happen probably until 2018.
Here in Los Angeles, Gustavo, as you're well aware, voters approved Proposition Triple H, this is HHH, which would provide money to build housing with services for the homeless all across the city of L.A. Do you see that as a template, do you think, for Orange County or for Santa Ana or other cities, Anaheim?
I wish Orange County had that capacity that L.A. County does, but I never see it happening. And the big reason is because the very issue of affordable housing. That's one of the main issues that has driven homelessness across Southern California, is just how expensive housing is. And as we always say on this, house or development always rules. And in Orange County specifically, notoriously in South County cities, they're required by law to build affordable housing. If not, they have to pay a penalty. And they, more often than not, they'd rather pay that penalty. And this is just for regular affordable housing. Now, housing for homeless people, not in a million years. There's no way. And it's interesting because it all ultimately falls on Santa Ana. The whole county basically pushes their homeless into Santa Ana. And Santa Ana, for its many sins and, of the city council, one thing they do not deserve to have is be a dumping ground for homeless folks.
Gustavo Arellano with this week's KCRW Orange County Line. Gustavo, thanks.